There's a lot of talk. I mean, obviously, you were a guy that kind of emerged last year, and they always are looking for someone, it seems, to emerge. Do you see guys along the defensive line that can kind of take that role?
I see a competitive group, and I know it's going to make each other better, and that's the perfect recipe for a good D-line. You know, you're a bunch of guys that can contribute. So I feel like the whole group, everyone can make an impact. It's just right now we're fighting for snaps, I feel like. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like everyone can, you know, can have an impact on the game.
You guys are also giving the offensive line a test on a daily basis. How do you see the left side shaping up? Obviously, with the loss of Decker, there's some guys that have been going in and out of there rotating, but it looks like there's some depth there.
Yeah, we got plenty of guys I feel like can step up in, you know, in Decker's absence. But we're going to battle every day. We're going to make each other better no matter who's there, you know. And by the time the season comes, everyone be ready. You know, that's what camp is for, to get everyone prepared for the season.
How about Anthony Zettel? What has he shown you so far in training camp? It seems like he's taking a pretty big leap from last year.
Like you said, Lee, he's some growth. You know, he got some experience under his belt, and he's been around great guys in the locker room. I mean, you're around Ziggy and Helota, you can't help but get better, you know. And he's coming along real well, and you know, just like everyone else, I'm excited. I feel like everyone's taking a step forward, so I feel like everyone will come into the season a better player.
A guy like Greg Robinson, obviously a veteran player like that, and then Wagner on the other end. Mm-hmm. What can big veteran tackles like that do to solidify an offensive line when you're the guy that's going against them?
Well, that's what I said earlier about experience, man. You can't work at experience. You just got to go through it, and those guys have been through the wire. And whenever you got some guys that can lean on experience, it helps all the young guys in the position group. So I feel like those guys are going to lead the group, and you know they're really going to help us going forward.
What is it like to play for Chris Kassari?
It's intense, man. He's going to get the best out of you every day. That's the great thing. You know, you're going to get the same Chris every single day. So as a player, you know what to expect, and you know he wants the best for you from you, and he's gonna work it out of you if you don't want it, you know. So that's what we love about Chris. We get the same Chris every day, so it's no surprise how he acts, you know.
But guys, you guys itching to see Ziggy out here pretty soon? I know it's a matter of, you know, not if but when.
I mean, absolutely, you know, whenever we can have our guy out there, whoever it is, whenever we bring anyone back, we're excited to see him on the field, and especially a guy like Zig who is so impactful to our team.
How many days away from getting a chance to hit up on another team? How excited are you for that?
We're excited. You know, we beat up on each other so much. It feels good to go against another team and get a different look. And it kind of breaks up training camp a little bit for us. You know, we get to get out of our own element and play against some other guys. You know, get more to a more competitive type of environment. It's cool.
As a veteran player, what can you learn about yourself and maybe about your teammates out of a joint practice like that, like you're going to have with the Colts?
You know, it's kind of a measuring stick. You know, how prepared are you for the season? You know, because when you get into those practices, it's going to be really competitive. You know, that's the closest I feel like you can get to a game atmosphere outside of the game, you know. So no one wants to get beat on field. No one wants to get done bad. So when you go into those practices, everyone's trying to be the best. It's definitely a game atmosphere. So you got to take advantage of those joint practices because you don't get that work just in a regular practice.
What kind of mindset do you bring to that? Do you bring a mindset like you're preparing for a game?
I mean, I feel like you have to because, like, on the other side of the ball, those are – just like, I know it's a practice, but those are NFL players, and they're trying to be the best too. So I'm sure it'll be a really competitive environment. That's going to be intense. So I'm sure we're up for the challenge. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you.